And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has decided to try to get some life insurance. They rejected him a few weeks ago on account of his blood pressure. Well, he's been sort of watching himself closely, and today he feels confident. As the scene opens, we find Daddy in his study talking to the insurance doctor. Listen.
I hope I can pass this time, Doctor.
I think you'll be all right, Mr. Higgins. It's just that your blood pressure was a little high last time I examined you.
Yes. But since then, I've taken your advice. I don't let anything excite me.
Good. Now, if you'll just fill out this form while I get cleaned up. I have to give you a thorough examination, you know.
Okay, Doc. You can wash right down the hall.
Right. Now, just relax. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Oh, you won't find my blood pressure high this time. No, sir. Now, let's have a look at this form. Print name, age, place of birth.
Hello,
Daddy. Oh, hello, Snooks. You'll have to leave me alone for a few minutes, dear.
Why?
The doctor's here, and he's going to examine me.
Are you sick, Daddy?
No, I feel fine. I'm trying to get some insurance.
What's insurance?
Well, insurance is a form of saving. As long as I live, I pay money to the company, and if anything happens to me, the company gives the money to my beneficiary.
Why does he get it?
Why does who get it?
Benny Fisher.
I didn't say Benny Fisher. I said beneficiary. And now, Snooks, can I ask you to go out and play?
Mm-hmm. You can ask me, Daddy.
Well, I'm asking.
Well, I ain't going.
That's fine. Look here, Snooks, I mustn't lose my temper today.
Why?
Because my blood pressure will go up. If that happens, they won't give me any insurance.
What's blood pressure, Daddy?
Did you ever see my face get red and my veins stand out? Well, that's caused by a contraction of the blood vessels and arteries when there's any emotional excitement, resulting in hypertension.
Is it?
Yes. It's very complicated, but it can be compared to a freezing pipe. Now, you've seen the pipe sometimes in the winter when they freeze up and no water can get through. Then we have to send for the plumber. Well, the same thing happens in my body. And you know the result.
You send for the plumber.
No, I sent for the doctor. He's here now, and you'll have to go.
Well, what's blood pressure, Dad?
I just told you. Why does my face get red?
Because you holler at me.
Yes, that's right, and I don't want to holler at you right now. Well, just go away and let me fill out this form.
What form?
This paper I have is an application for insurance. I must answer all these questions before the doctor examines me.
I want to help you.
I don't need your help. Now, just leave me alone. Now, let me see. Weight at birth. I guess it was 9 pounds.
Was you so little, Daddy?
Little? That's big. Oddly enough, when my father was born, he only weighed 2 pounds.
Did he live?
No. Mother's maiden name?
Daddy?
Yes?
Do they have to weigh all the babies when they're born?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. All I know is that they weigh them before you take them home.
Do you have to pay for them by the pound?
Oh, leave me alone. Snooks, don't you want me to have any insurance?
Mm-hmm. What's insurance?
I told you it's a protection against trouble. I have a wife and children, so I must be protected against trouble.
When did you get in trouble, Daddy?
When I got a wife and children.
Huh?
Nothing. Now, don't ask me any more questions. I'm starting to feel bad already.
Your face is getting red, Daddy.
Sure, you see, my pressure's going up. Now go away and let me fill out this form in peace. Any member, family, mental disorders.
What is it, Daddy?
Oh, it's a sanity clause.
Is he going to get insurance, too?
Who?
Sanity clause.
Sanity clause, Daddy. No, not sanity clause. Sanity clause. They want to know if anybody in my family is crazy.
What are you going to tell them, Daddy?
What do you mean? I'm going to tell them the truth.
Will they still give you insurance?
Why, of course they will. What are you hinting at?
I don't know.
Well, I wish that broken down doctor would hurry.
Where is he, Daddy?
He went to clean up. I guess he must be taking a bath. I know my pressure's way up now.
The place ain't red anymore, Daddy.
Oh, no?
No.
Are you sure it's not red?
No, it's purple.
There, I knew it. Oh, what's the use? I'll never get that policy.
What's a policy?
Insurance. I've told you 1,000 times, insurance.
So what's insurance?
For the last time, I pay a premium to the insurance company, and if anything happens, they pay me. Last week, this company paid $10,000 for 50 broken arms.
What do they want broken arms for?
They don't want the broken arms.
Then why did they buy them?
Nobody buys anything. Every time there's an accident, somebody gets paid off. Yesterday, a man breaks his leg, gets $500. Today, somebody else breaks his neck, gets $1,000.
Do you think you'll be the lucky one tomorrow, Daddy?
It has nothing to do with luck. For every type of accident, you get a certain amount.
How much?
Well, they give me $2,500 if I break both legs and sprain both knees.
Why?
Because that's insurance. And I can get a flat sum of $3,000 if I wave the knees.
How much do you get if you wiggle your ears?
Oh, why am I driving myself crazy explaining this stuff to you? Go on out and play.
No, I don't want to.
Sorry I took so long, old man. Have you been relaxing?
Oh, sure.
Hello, mister.
Well, hello, little girl. Is this your pride and joy, Higgins?
That's one way of putting it. Her name is Snooks.
Yeah, how would you like to stick around and watch me take your daddy's blood pressure, Snooks?
Are you the plumber?
No, he's the doctor. Oh, hurry up, Doc. I can't hold out much longer.
Okay, just let me wrap this around your arm. You seem a little nervous. Has anything happened?
Not a thing.
No, not a thing.
Good. Now, let me adjust my stethoscope. Now, watch, Snooks. I'm going to pump your daddy's arm up.
Oh, I like it.
Now, keep your eye on this little column of silver. Now, watch it rise.
It's going up, Daddy.
Oh.
Hmm.
180. 190. 220. It's still going up.
Curious.
Make it hit the top, Daddy.
Wait a minute, Doc. Tell me one thing.
Certainly.
If my blood pressure is going up because I'm restraining myself, would it go down if I gave vent to my feelings?
After a little while, I think so.
That's all I wanted to know.
I think I'll go now.
Wait a minute, you! You little... Okay, Doc, now take my pressure.
Well, I never...